Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I thought I'd come and talk to you about shopping for clothes. Last night I was actually out for dinner with a beautiful colleague and friend of mine, and we were discussing, she was saying, how are you finding, you know, life now that kind of restrictions seem to be calming down and we can get out again and people are starting to go back into the office and they're suddenly realizing that they haven't really dressed up for the office for a couple of years. And, you know, maybe their wardrobe's got either a bit dated or it's, they kind of can't even work out what to wear anymore because they've got so used to wearing those at-home clothes all the time. And we were discussing, and I said, you know, one of the things I've noticed, and I haven't done any shopping in the last week or so, but I have noticed when I went out there a month or so back, one of the worst shopping seasons I've ever seen in my life. The options out there are pretty dire. And, you know, what's really interesting is there is an assumption kind of in popular culture, women are all supposed to love shopping for clothes. We're supposed to want to spend all our weekends and all our time out there shopping for clothes. Now, of course, there are some people who do love shopping for clothes, but a lot of women find shopping for clothes so, so frustrating. I mean, I know if this is you, let me know, but I know this is something, and it's because sometimes too, like it can be because like this season, you know, if you want something specific and it's not out there, it's really not out there. Things like, you know, I remember going, I had a client and she said, I want to buy a jacket. And it was almost impossible to find a jacket. Everything was super casual. There was a very limited range of colours, more limited than I have ever seen in all my years. And I've been doing this for coming on to 20 years. I've never seen such a limited range of styles of clothes and colours of clothes as I am seeing currently in the stores. And I'm hoping this is going to change, and I'm sure it's some sort of pandemic-related, thing that's happened in the retail industry and that they've decided that that's all people want. I'm not sure. I'm not in charge of what's in the stores. But it is one of those things. It can be so frustrating. And so there's lots of reasons it can be really frustrating. Sometimes it's because we go out with a very specific idea in mind about what we want. And this I actually think is often the worst thing to do. Because if you think, you know, I want a jacket and I want it to be in a specific color and I want it to be a specific style, you know, your chance of finding it, unless that happens to be the current season's trend, is pretty minimal. Versus if you go out with the idea of, here is my color palette, these are the colors I'm missing, I'm looking in this sort of range, and I need something that feels jacket criteria, but it doesn't have to be a specific style. I'm not going, it has to be a moto jacket or a biker jacket or a blazer or whatever it might be. Like, if I'm a bit more open to styles and colors, I've got a better chance of finding something because it's what is the need that that item is filling. That's what you should always be looking for when you're out shopping. It's what's the need rather than I need to have something that's very, very specific. Now, you know, that said, there are a lot of things that make shopping frustrating. And I remember before I did my image consultant training and I learned about what suited me physically, what my colours were, what my body shape worked for my body shape and all those sorts of things, which had been the reasons, you know, or some of the reasons why I'd been bringing home all the wrong clothes for so many years. Once I got that style education, it certainly made shopping a huge amount easier. But I remember always thinking, you know, I'll just buy shoes or jewelry because they are easy. I don't have to worry about, you know, and that, this was before I had, you know, I was young at the time and I didn't have the feet issues I have today, before the bunions. But when I was young, you know, it was like, you know, I never feel fat in shoes and shoes didn't give me the shopping issues that certainly, you know, clothes have given me over the years. And certainly before I know what I know now, I'm so much more empowered now. To know if it's got some chance, no chance. I don't take the clothes into the changing room that I haven't got a chance of working. Yesterday, I was talking to an amazing business coach, and she was saying, I really need to buy jeans, and I just hate it because I have to go in and I have to try on 500 pairs, and then I end up buying 20 pairs, and I take them home, and then I have to try them all on again, and then decide which 10 pairs or 5 pairs I'm actually going to keep. I said, the problem is you don't know which are the 10 pairs you should take into the changing room to start with. So you're starting with everything that's available rather than being able to narrow down because you have your criteria that's based on your body, your personality, your colouring, your, you know, all those elements, you know, your values, all those things come together. You need to know what they are. Then when you actually go into a store, it makes it so much easier because you're not taking all the wrong things to the change room, which is just purely depressing. And I can tell you that, you know, struggling in and out of jeans in a small shopping, you know, shop change room is never a fun experience. So it is that sort of thing that I always think that the more educated you are, the easier it is to shop. But there are a bunch of other reasons too that make shopping so frustrating. And are some of the things that are holding back your style. And this is why I've actually created a new webinar, which I'd love to invite you to join me. I'm doing my first one live next Monday, Melbourne time, which is Sunday evening in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's all about the 5 mistakes you are most likely making that if you stop doing right now, that will instantly improve your style. And I'm going to give you some tips and steps and action plans and things to think about that make, you know, that you may not realize you're doing, because these are things I see that are like some of the most common things I see and the most common things I hear that I know are misinformation that really, really are holding you back, and the reasons why you're making all these style mistakes, or you're finding that shopping so incredibly frustrating, and I know what it's like. So if you'd love to join me, just head over to the website, click on the link, look for the link to the, you know, 5 things you need to stop doing to instantly improve your style link, sign up for the webinar, the masterclass, and join me live. You'll have a chance to ask me questions at the end, of course, but I'd love to see you on there live. So please do join me if you want to start finding out where it is you're going wrong so you can actually fix it and start getting on the right track. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.